start the day at 2:08. And by 5-ish K.
Pashas Korach. So many lessons to be learned from the whole incident with Korach. Rashi is quite marich with Midrashim. A lot of difficulties in the showiness of Rashi, in the comments of Rashi. Rashi tells us straight away at the beginning that it says Korach described as the son of Yitzhak, the son of Kahos, the son of Levi, but it doesn't mention the son of Yaakov. Okay? So, and where does it mention it? In Divrei Hayomim, it does mention the lineage, he came from Yaakov. But the obvious question which always bothers everybody is, so the Pasuk doesn't say Ben Yaakov, because Yaakov didn't want to be associated with Lot Levi. But who doesn't know that Ben Levi is Ben Yaakov? Who are you kidding? Korach, who's Korach? The son of Yitzhak, son of Kahal, son of Levi? It doesn't say the son of Yaakov, but we all know it's the son of Yaakov. So what did Yaakov gain? What was Yaakov's hope to gain by his name not to be mentioned but in his mice? Because Naim La Torah has an tisante pshat. It's not just that Yaakov didn't want his name to be connected with this. Yaakov didn't want Korach to use him as an excuse and an explanation for what he did. Because Korach could have said, I'm fighting, I want Gadlus. Yeah, I want. Exactly what he wanted is a good question. In some places it sounds like Kahuna, some places were complaining about. But Bekitsa, one of the complaints was that the Avodah was taken away from the firstborns. Yeah? Right? And we want it back, whatever. So, okay, there's an argument. You took away my Gedula, I want Gedula. I want to. Ruchisdika privilege. Okay, for the moment we'll call it Ruchisdika privilege. Yeah? Yaakov did exactly the same thing. Yaakov went out of his way and he made Esav, he twisted Esav's arm and got the Bechorah. So, Korach would say, Sagutazach, you see, I learned from my Zaydi, Yaakov, that it's a good thing to have an aim to go and whatever it costs. By not such straight means, Yaakov Avinu gave Esav the soup and called this. So I'm copying Yaakov. That's what Yaakov didn't want. Yaakov didn't want Korach to look back in history and say, oh, this is what Zaydi did, this is what Elta Zaydi did, this is what I will do. That's what Yaakov did. His kishamoy didn't want his kishamoy al machukosish al Korach. Korach shouldn't use Yaakov as an example, they say it's a good thing to do. That was his tefillah. And the Pasuk tells us that didn't occur to Korach. Korach didn't think, he only thought as far back as Levi. He didn't think, oh, I'm doing the same thing as my Zaydi Yaakov. That's a nice way of looking at the Hiski Shemoy. Another Rashi. Rashi tells us that Korach, when you go to Machlokes, you use all sorts of means to get your way. Machlokes. I wanted to make fun of Moshe Rabbeinu, but the Maaseh was Talish Shekulo Tzol Techeles. What did he say? He said, look, you told us just now in the end of the Pasha, in Shalach Lecha, the mitzvah of Techeles. What is the mitzvah of Techeles? You have a beged, four corners, and on each corner you put four threads. One of the four is blue. Only one, the three white, which becomes six, and one blue. Right? That's all it is. On your tzitzit, on each corner, you see a blue thread. What's it for? The Torah says clearly, for the Isem Oisoi Uzchaltem, it's called Mitzvah Hashem. When you see the blue thread, you'll remember Mitzvah Hashem, as it's most of Rashi says, Tcheles, Tomele Yam, and you'll remember the Yam is Shamayim, and Shamayim, you'll remember Hashem. Okay, so what Rashi is saying is that the purpose, the way Tcheles works is, as you see the blue thread, it reminds you of the Ribbono Shel Olam when you do mitzvahs. So, Korach Hazoi. I'm going to have Moshe, Hanke Moshe, Hanke Shchoyim, yeah? So we have, it reminds us, in short, to say Yadav Yovel. We have a strip of card on there, Yadav Yovel. Imagine if there was a Yadav Yovel this size, on the wall there. Sometimes we forget Yadav Yovel, even with the sign of it, we forget Yadav Yovel. Well, yeah, but if you had a sign the size of that curtain, Yadav Yovel, nobody would forget. Dr. Korach said, if one thread of blue wool will remind you of the Rebbeinu Shloim, a whole talus of blue wool is a reminder of the Rebbeinu Shloim. Is it gerecht? So what, why is Korach wrong in this assumption? Dr. Stipler, the Tzadik Livracha, yeah. Big enough, give me. A talus, you wear a talus, a garment, not after for davening, I mean, the idea of talus is a garment. We wear clothes for three purposes that we wear, three reasons why we wear clothes. One is to keep out the cold, another one is for sneers, for our embarrassment, and also for covered. You know, if we wear a beautiful suit, people say, oh, you know, dress nicely. So when a person dresses himself in clothes, he does it for his own aim, his own personal benefit. If you do something, wear a talis of colors of techeles, and somebody sees the techeles, the blue, he won't say, oh, you don't remember Hashem, does it look nice? He's wearing clothes. If you're doing it for your own personal use, that's not going to help you. The yada b'yoba only helps because it's not meant to be there. It's not norm. It's not the norm. But wearing clothes is the normal thing to do. And therefore, if you wear a talis, kolo shel techeles, it won't help you at all. But whereas, if you have abacanthus, and one thread is blue, what's that? You notice that? What's he doing that for? That's not for his own gain, his own benefit. He's getting nothing out of it. Oh, reminds you of the mitzvahs, of Hashem and the mitzvahs. That's the difference between a chut shel techeles and a talis shel kolo shel techeles. It makes sense. Another time of Korach. So intricate to put it clear what exactly he said and what he wanted. But one of the things he said was, Kolo Edo Kolom Kedosh. Alle Yidin, then and Heilige Yidin were all high level Kedosh. Yeah, now come in. Kedosh. Look at the Goyim and you see what the difference between Yidin and. A few weeks ago there was this event in Eaton Park. And so I came out of my house on Berry New Road on, I think Shabbos Milchit time, I can't remember exactly what time. And going on the other side of the road were two chicks walking down the street there, and on this side of the street there were three Yiddish girls going on. I said, very soon, look at the difference. There's Babish, Kedosha, there's Kedosha here, there's Kedosha, they said, Yiddish behaving, and all the others like, Kulam Kedosha, we're all Kedosha, but never what? So what's the title? Um, so come Hashem, and we're Kedosha, the Shinnah, Hashem, um, my daughter is Nasu al Kal Hashem. So why do you raise yourself up? So what's he saying? We don't need a Moshe Rabbeinu. We'll go Kedosh. Yeah. Although his title was, I want to be. Okay, it's contradiction within himself. But that, again, that's not a problem. When you make machlokes, you make contradictions within yourself. We don't need a leader. I want to be the leader. Okay, that's his title. We don't need him. So the Karma Tzvi, I got the Gemoshel to understand the folly of that argument. There's a Moshel. There were a group of visitors visiting a palace. And the palace was spick and span, beautiful. Every room, you go into one room after another, gold, beautiful tapestries, beautiful decorations, beautiful chandeliers, beautiful flooring, mosaic ceilings, everything was gewaldig, gold tables. And going from room to room to room to room, and the place is absolutely beautiful, it's sparkling, the glass shines, there's no finger marks, it's glorious. Towards the end of the tour, a group of cleaners came out of half a dozen cleaners came out of a room there with cloths in their hands and, you know, mug in their hands. So one person in the group says, what do you need them for? The place is gorgeous and spotless. The place is beautiful and clean. What do you need this army of cleaners for? You fool. Why is it so sparkling? Why is it so clean? Why is it so beautiful? Because we have that army of cleaners. They're the ones that bring it about. That was the time, that's the time against Korach. Korach said, Kulam Kedoshim, we don't need Moshe Rabbeinu. Do you know why Kulam Kedoshim? I'm not Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is what he is. He helped me, Malek, Klal Yisrael, to a Madrigal, Kulam Kedoshim. So that's why Kulam Kedoshim. What you're saying is folly. The Zlam Latoyno makes a very interesting point. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us, "Ezihim machlokes she'ein shloi l'shem shemaim, zuhim machlokes Korach v'mechol adosai." Korach shloi l'shem shemaim. Now, how do you touch the Shem Shemaim? You can touch it like this. There's the Shem Atzmi. I want to be happy and rich and powerful, or I want to be a Ruchni. Shem Shemaim. I want to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. How connect to me Shemaim? That's the Shem Shemaim. Flip the Zam LaTorah like this. This is not the first argument Moshe's had. He had people complaining about Mayim. He had people complaining about food. And the complaining about the travel. Complaining the Meraglim. Complaining. Arguments. Is this Moshe's first argument? No. Moshe's had plenty of arguments. Plenty of times they're in rebellion against Moshe. Complaining against Moshe. Arguing. What were they doing? Arguing with Moshe's Hanhaga of how you're running the place. Yeah? And now, Korach's got another argument, yeah? The Chorah, when they argued about water, or they argued making a fuss about water, or other things, they were all for their own personal benefit. They're not the Shem Shemaim. They were for a knot of good reason. I want to stag in Ruchnis. Korach wanted Kohunas, or Zanas, or whatever, but it's a Mailer. He wants to be Hecher. He wants to have a stronger connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yeah? Moshe Rabbeinu, the Bechor wanted Avodah, which they'd lost. It's a connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's L'Shem Shamayim. This is, the Mishnah uses this punt, this machlokes, which looks like a machlokes, L'Shem Shamayim, and said, this is the only one. This is the one that shall learn L'Shem Shamayim. They were asking for Ruchnis. Dr. Zlam Latoyna, what Chazal is telling us is, yeah, he was saying, I want Kohuna, I want the Midas Hashem. Of course. Why did he want it? The motive was wrong. The motive wasn't L'Shem Shamayim, for the Ribbono Shel Olam's sake. It was for his own Gedula, for his own privilege, for his own prestige. If you want to be a great tzaddik, because if you want to be a great talmid chacham, you want everybody to say what a kvaldik and baldashin is, that's shalom l'shem shamayim. It looks like Korach. Fakir, the Mishnah has to tell us that when you're going to do l'shem shamayim, make sure the l'shem shamayim is l'shem shamayim. How many machalokes are l'shem shamayim? There's a motive behind it. The Chazal are teaching us that Korach's motive, what he really wanted, was his own grandeur, his own praise, his own godless, not he wanted to serve the devotion of Hechanoif. That's why the Mishnah chooses this machlokes. This is the Lord Shem Shemaim. Now, machlokes that you use the excuse of, it's for kashrus reasons, is it? These machlokes, the Lord Shem Shemaim, which we have in Ruchnius matters, we have to be very careful. Oh, the Lord Shem Shemaim. Again, Dotan and Aviram made a comment to Moshe Rabbeinu, which is absolutely ludicrous, absolutely ridiculous. Moshe said to them, and they said, "Loinale." They said to Moshe, the response they gave to Moshe was, "Are you not satisfied that Harisonum Eretz Zavas Kol Bedvash?" That you took us out of Mitzrayim. It's almost called the Dvash. Laham Yisein of Amidbar, to kill us in the Midbar. Kisis Torer Aleinu, that you raise yourself, Sar, you raise yourself above us, Gam His Torer. By the way, Sis Torer, the word Sis Torer is the word with the highest, the word with the greatest grammatic in the Torah. Sis Torer Tof, and Tof is 800. 10, 12, 1500. The gematria of the word sistorin is 1500. The word with the greatest, highest gematria of any word in the Torah is sistorin. You make yourself so high. Yeah? Are they normal? Not so long ago, Pastor Paloischa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was made. Va'ish Moshe Onov Ma'od Mikol Adoma Shapnei Adoma Mikol Adoma Shapnei Adoma. The Ribbono Shel Olam signed on the dotted line that Moshe Rabbeinu is the greatest Onov. Come to us in an Aviram and Zog, you're about Gaiva. Sugar. Say to Moshe Rabbeinu, raise whatever timers you want to have timers. They have timers. Oh, but the Kodim about Gaiva is the most ridiculous thing to say. And then they said it. And they weren't idiots. They were intelligent people. So, Dr. Nan Latoyna, he says like this. He compares it. When a person has a high fever, when he's too hot, it's high fever, he gibbles rubbish, talks rubbish, yeah, because his mind isn't clear. A person has a high temperature, very high temperature, he plappers on all shtusim. They had a high temperature. They had a different chayim. The chayim ha-machloikis. They were so embroiled and so hot and heated with their machloikis, like if they had a temperature. They had a temperature of 106 or something. So they said rubbish. Anybody looking better, anybody who was normal at the place that watching and heard them say that, they say, oh, what an idiot. How can you say that? They said it. And they never meant it, because chayim ha-machloikis, the same as chayim ha-guf, you can have a hot temperature from physical temperature, and you can have a temperature from machloikis. Because of their chayim ha-machloikis, they were stupid, and they said things which a person couldn't normally say. Moshe Rabbeinu, by the way, if you notice that once the argument began, we don't hear Aaron doing anything. Aaron's quiet. Until at the end there, when he put up the name. But Aaron, Moshe answered. The other beginning starts off, it says, Vayakahalu al Moshe al Aaron. Moshe and Aaron together, and they were arguing again. Moshe and Aaron, right across the beginning, let it begin. Vayishma Moshe, Vayidabe, it's all Moshe. Moshe, Vayamoshe al Koyerach, Moshe. The conversation, I used to have Moshe, it's all Moshe. Aaron's not going. Poshet, why not? If they were arguing against Kohen HaGadolah, so what's Aaron say? Yeah, it is mine. Them is his. And he took it very clearly. What was Korach's taina? Why should Aaron be Kohen Gadol? I'm just as good, I should be Kohen Gadol. Yeah, that was his taina. Aaron agreed. Aaron was masking. Aaron said, you're right. You're greater than me, you should be Kohen Gadol. Was all the Rabbi Shimon told me to be Kohen Gadol. Was all the We see that clearly. Aaron didn't want to go. He'd already, we were helping Yom Shemini Lemiluim. It was a big day and everything's been Arabing in Kabbalah. So Moshe said, come on, Aaron. I said, no, you know why Aaron was there to be Kohen Gadol? Because he believed he wasn't loyal to be Kohen Gadol. And that's why Korach wasn't Roy to be Kohen Gadol, because he believed he was Roy to be Kohen Gadol. Does it put? So Aaron kept quiet. You know, Aaron kept his own. As Gereth. Korach is Gereth. The facts are right. Korach is Gereth. I can't argue with you. But I have to do it because I said no. Same with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want the godless. Oi, oi, oi. Moshe Rabbeinu got into trouble arguing with Hashem. He didn't want the job. 7 days, whatever that means. 7 days about the snare. Moshe Rabbeinu was arguing. With Akash Bocha, Akash says, go and go. He says, no, not come on. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. A week, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want it. And this came all the godless. So Aaron kept quiet, not me. But Moshe, in his discussion with Korach, said, Aaron mahu, kisalinu alam. What is Aaron that you argue against him? It's a funny lotion, Aaron mahu. What do you mean, mahu? Mihu, maybe. Or Me'osa. What's Mahu? What is he? He's a man. What's Pshat Mahu? So I saw Pshat, I can't remember where I saw it from. The Gemara says, if you want to know what a person is, but give them to worry. There's three ways we can know the real toichim what a person is. Bekisoi, Bekasoi, Bekosoi. If in his kiss, when it comes to putting your hand in your pocket, give out money, you know what kind of a person he is, how easy it is for him, how willing he is. Bekasoi, when he's angry, how he behaves. Or Bekosoi, when he's had too much to drink. Then out comes the true person. Kisoi, Kasoi, Kosoi, you get to know the real Mahu, what the person is. With Aaron was very wealthy. Because the Chazal say, if Aaron wasn't rich, they had to make him rich. So Aaron hasn't got the... You can't check out how Aaron copes with Kisoi, because he's got plenty of money. But Kisoi, Aaron's got to be careful, can't drink. Aaron and the Kohenim have to be very careful with the drinking. The only way you can work out what Aaron is like is Bekasoi. When you annoy him, when you insult him. So Moshe, Aaron, Mahu, You want to know what Aaron is? You know when you know what a kind of person Aaron is? Kisalino alov. When you do what you're doing now, when you argue with him, when you quarrel with him, when you insult him, then you see how he responds. Mahu. Now you know what a kind of a person he is. That's why it says Mahu. Then there's another long Rashi. Murdika Rashi. The content is his Gavad. Rav Lachem ben Elevi. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Rav Lachem ben Elevi, because of Zion, Moshe had already offered them the test of Ketores tomorrow. You're timing, you're royal to be Kohen, okay. Have a go, Ketores. So Rashi says, Dover God with Rav Lachem means, sometimes Rav means to say much, or to say something great. Rav Lachem here means Dover God, or Mardi Lachem. The Lord tips him home. Weren't they stupid? Shekach Hisra Bahem. Moshe warned them. The Kibla Aleim and accepted the Korev. Elahim Chotu al Nafshayisam. Moshe Rabbeinu offered them the following. Lamoshal. Who would enter a lottery? If someone came in the room and said there's 251 tickets for a lottery, the winner takes all. The winner takes billions. But all the losers, there's one winner, and all the losers die. So it's not, who would enter such a lottery? No one. I've offered you the whole world with everything. Who would take the risk? I know the odds, 1 to 250, are very, very high. I mean, how am I? We do lotteries for a much, much bigger odds than that, much worse situation. But 1 out of 250 is a good chance. It's not a bad chance, okay? But who would do it if the loser dies? No one would do it. Zok Rashi, but tipsy moyu. But should go him zen and say. Koyach, be careful. So, Elo, what's the answer? What's the Rashi answer? Modna Rashi. Elohim, chotu al nafshay son. That's the answer. I tipsy moyu. It was stupid. So Rashi, Elo, Heim, Chotu, Abraham, Apostle, Machnoi, Sachatom, Ele, Ben Afshayisom. They sinned with their lives. So what's the answer? The kasha was, how come that they did such a stupid thing, risking their life on a very, very high risk? So, and for Rashi, Chotu, Ben Afshayisom. What does that mean? So I saw a pshat like this. The Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva, Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva says like this, talking about Teshuva, and we have the opportunity to the Teshuva, in Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel, Rambam says, Ve'efshar, it can happen, she'yechter ha'odom chet kodol, a person can sin a very big sin, or chatoim harbe, or many averus, ad she'yitein ha'din, until it becomes right, lifnei dayanayimus, before the Ribbono Shel Olam, she'yiyah ha'piroem mizeh ha'chotei, that the punishment for this sinner sha'osa b'rtzoinoi u'b'datoi she'moyni'im mimenu ha'tshuva, that we hold back from him to shuva. So the Rambam, that it's possible ve'ein manichin loy reshus loshuv me'risha, we don't give him permission to do teshuva, and k'dei she'yomus, so that he should die ve'yoivad and be lost v'chatoim sha'osa. And that's what he brings alive an apostle Yeshaya says hashmin leva on. And he says, and also that's what happens with Paroi. Paroi, because he did so much wrong of his own free will, Hashem. Yeah, okay. And the Rambam brings a pasuk. Brings a pasuk from Divrei Hayomim. The Rambam, the pasuk says it, Gavaldi. Vayiyu mal'ivim b'malachei ha'olikim. They mocked malachei ha'olikim. Doesn't mean malachim, probably means Nevi'im. U'boizim devorov, and despised their words. U'masatim b'nevi'ov, and mocked the Nevi'im. So the Aveira we're talking about is people mock Nevi'im ad until Alois Chamas Hashem Be'amoy, until the anger of Hashem rises against his people ad Le'ein Marpei, that there's no refuah. Which means, in plain English, these people, somebody who's Malivim B'Malach Elokim, or Boizim Devorov, or Metatim Nevi'im, somebody who mocks Nevi'im, makes fun of Nevi'im, despises their words, Hashem is angry ad Le'ein Marpei. Till they can't do teshuva. What did these guys do here? Mocking Moshe Rabbeinu. Who are you? Why do you choose this? So, chat that these men, 250 perfectly sane gentlemen, and she says, create moed. We're not talking about Shmoigas and Shlepers, we're talking about Choshev and Menshin in the Kehillah. We don't put somebody who's lacking in intelligence at head of the Kehillah. These men, these 250 men, were highly intelligent, clever people. Would they go in for such a lottery? Zot the Rashi, yes, Chotu Benav Shoysom. They did this sin, which is so great that they weren't allowed to do Teshuvah. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Took away from them that das, that shtickle das. The odds are, oh yeah, odds are good. Everybody thought, everyone who, I remember the Shiva said, Tadim Ramachim, when he was dashing on this, when he said, Shugoyim, every one of them was standing there in the room and said, yeah, it'll be me. No, he thought, no, not him, it'll be me. Each one thought, yeah, I'll be the one, I'll be the one. It's stupid. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu put the stupidity in their heads. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Menea Mehem HaTshuvah, because they were Malibim B'malachi Elikim. This hate Godoil, to despise Moshe Rabbeinu and to make fun of Moshe Rabbeinu and to deride him and to disgrace him is a chet godol, which is yeroyu al pidin. That Kadosh Baruch Hu says you can't do teshuva. So although in the end you can't do teshuva, but Hashem made it much harder for them. Took away the seichel ha-yoshar. At that moment they were willing to go into the lottery. That's pshat chotu benafshei. And we'll conclude with a gemaltika. Marlo Diskin. The calculations and the mathematical ones always give me great simcha and great joy. He comments as follows. Twice in the parsha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was threatening to do a punishment. And Moshe, the first time was Hashem said, Korach managed to get everybody, Klal Yisrael. He managed with his argument during the night, like he says, whipping up support, that everybody, everybody. So Hashem was angry, and Hashem said to Moshe, Hibodlu, go away, I'll kill them all. Who's going to be killed? Claudia. Chas v'shalom. Moshe Rabbeinu, die in the door, and you can't do that. You put up a name. Moshe Rabbeinu, I'll ufkit on that. That gezeira Hashem took away. No, okay, it won't do. A bit later, Nochamon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry with the Bnei Yisrael. And Hashem says to Moshe again, Hey Roimu, Mitocho Eidah, Hazois. Move away from this Eidah. Now we're talking about Kolas Chevra. Right? We're not talking about the whole Klal Yisrael. We're talking about this group here, a smaller group. V'achala Osem Kiroga. V'ayirpa B'nei. Again, the Moshe says, I'm going to destroy the whole crowd. You'll be okay. You move away. So, why does it change from Hibodlu to Hey Roimu? Last time Hashem said to Moshe, he bodlu mitocho eidah, and now Hashem said, hey, roimu. Also, another question. Moshe said to Aaron, take the Torahs, v'hoylech mehera el ho eidah, go to the congregation and do the Torahs, b'chaper aleh. V'yikach Aaron took Hashem to Moshe, v'yorotz, he ran, so what should say, el toich, ha eidah, he said, hakom. Why does it change? Ha eidah and hakom. The Maril Diskin's like this. Hey, Romu is also in Teruma. Teruma is Echot Me'aboy, a fortier. One level of Teruma is a fortier. We're talking about Klal Yisrael, 603,550. Believe me, I did the calculation. A fortieth of 603,550 is 15,088. 15,088. So there should have been, death should have been, on this, because of this, Chedek of the Avera, 15,088 people should have died. Says the Pasuk, there was a Magepha, and there were those who died, Arba also 14,700, Milavad HaMeisim, besides those who died, Al-Devar Korach. Who were those that died, Al-Devar Korach? 250, plus Korach, plus Dosol, plus Avira. Which makes 14,953. From 14,953 till 15,088 was short of 135. So at this stage in the punishment, we've got 135 more people to die. Aaron ran the Kohol is Gematria 135, And he saved the Yidden, the 135, the last 135, which would have made up the Heroim of the 40th, but Aaron's Ketoreh saved that last fraction of the people. Exactly, that's why it changes from Adar to Kohol, because he saved Kohol 135 people. Those are my little people.
Very clever.
It's gorgeous. It's a third of iron. The problem is...